Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
So why would I do open-air evangelism? Well, like I said, I went down to the Mormon pageant down there in Manti, Utah this year because we were debuting a new book, Sharing the Good News with Mormons. And my topic in that book was about open-air evangelism. There's 24 authors to that book, all covering a different way to share the gospel with Mormons. And we get to go down to Manti and see many of those in effect. My technique, my style of evangelism when I go there is to hand out gospel tracts, try to start one-on-one conversations, but I mostly try to do a lot of open-air evangelism, and you can hear my voice is weak because of it, so sorry about that. But I do that because I can often get a larger crowd of people who won't stop and talk to people, but want to defend their religious beliefs. In fact, I encourage them to do that. Their book says they should be preaching to me on the streets, and so I encourage them to do that. They think I'm there to protest, and I'm not. I'm there to do exactly what they do when they come knocking on people's doors. I go there to share the truth with them because they need to hear it. I understand that I disagree with the Mormons. They disagree with me. They think they have a restored gospel, and I somehow have a gospel that fell away, that was corrupted. And because of that, it needed Joseph Smith and the Latter-day Saint Church. But the reality is, I go down there in open air so I can reach as many people as I can with the gospel, people who won't stop and talk, but still hear the gospel explained and proclaimed.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.